Blog Talk Radio.
And I will add her onto the show. Good afternoon, Domaine. How are you?
Good. How are you? So good to hear from you.
I am well. You too. You are having a blast over a year in television.
Yeah, crazy.
Directing. How does that feel? I mean, you're enjoying it, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's been pretty outrageous. I've just been, you know, going from show to show and pinching myself along the way and trying to, you know, take time to step back, take a breath, remember where I am, and, you know, just be grateful for it. But it's an amazing ride. It's been an amazing ride. So I just wrapped on You, the show that's on Netflix, for Netflix and Warner Brothers with Penn Badgley. And I just turned in my edit. Was that yesterday? Day before yesterday. So just finished up on that.
Yeah,
and that should be out. That should be out at the end of the year. That, you know, they release all the episodes at the same time. So.
Oh, that's gonna be nice. And I am a Netflix subscriber, so I will make sure that I add that to my favorites and do a little binge watching.
Cool. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You are welcome. That's what you do when you have Netflix. You binge watch all your favorite shows. And there's some good stuff on Netflix. So
there's some really good stuff. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes. You're welcome. Now, I know there's a new show that just premiered this past Sunday, April 28th, called The Red Line, and you are directing an episode on there. Can you tell us a little bit about that show and how you were drawn to that project and what you love about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, The Red Line, Ava DuVernay asked, who's executive producer on the show, asked me to direct an episode. I said yes right away, of course, immediately. And it airs Sunday nights on CBS. I really couldn't be more honored to be a part of the show. It's created by Erica Weiss and Caitlin Parrish. And originally it was a play and then they wrote it as a television show, and CBS finally picked it up, and Greg Berlanti is also an executive producer on it. It's about three families, a family of a cop who shoots an unarmed black man, the unarmed black man's family. He's actually a doctor, his husband and his daughter. And then a woman who is running for alderman, decides to run for alderman of Chicago. And it's all set in Chicago. It stars Emma Yahtzee, who was in Middle of Nowhere that Ava directed. So it was an amazing opportunity to work with her. She's so great. Noah Wiley, who's from ER and on The Librarians and a director in his own right. But I know him from ER, so it was amazing to work with him. Aaliyah Royale plays Jira, and she's absolutely incredible, young talent, who you're going to be hearing a lot from. And then Vinny Cheever, Elizabeth Laidlaw, Noel Fisher, who's on Shameless, and Michael Patrick Thornton. So it's really just a powerhouse cast of actors who are telling this incredible story. And then Kira Kelly is the director of photography, who we all know is one of the directors of photography on Queen Sugar. So and then Chella Sutton is the Array executive, who's on Redline, and she was there actually during the filming of my episode, and she was invaluable during my episode, so I really appreciated her. So for me, you know, it's Ava's show. Ava asks you, you say yes, and then, you know, Kira Kelly's involved, like, that's another yes, you know. It's great to get to work with Kira again, you know, having worked with her in the past. She is such an incredible eye. And, you know, we have a shorthand now, which is great. So there's no thinking about, you know, there's no orientation period with, you know, if it's somebody that, you know, we both like the same things, we're drawn to the same things. And, you know, so that was a blast just getting to work with her. So, and then shooting in, filming in Chicago, which I've never done before. I haven't spent a lot of time in Chicago. So it was winter, it was cold. I, you know, I had to have my friend mail my boots to me. But, you know, and filming on a subway train. So the Red Line refers to the Red Line, which is a their system in
mm-hmm.
Chicago. And we actually filmed on a train, which is like its whole other thing. So that was cool too.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So Victoria Mahoney directed the pilot, and which aired last Sunday. And then Kevin Hooks is executive producer of the show and also producing director. And it's two episodes every Sunday. So the next two episodes will be airing tomorrow, and then the next Sunday, and then the Sunday after that, I have the seventh episode. I believe that's on the 19th of May.
Okay.
So my episode airs then. Yeah. So really excited.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to set my DVR just in case I'm not at home. So at least I get back at home, I can watch it. Yes. Hey, women are doing their things. I'm so proud. I'm so proud of seeing more female directors and writers on major shows, on major networks. I won't say we're there, but we've arrived. I can say that,
yes.
Right?
I think it's safe to say. I think it's safe to say, and that we're going nowhere, and that, you know, in Hamilton, the words of Hamilton, tomorrow there will be more of us. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me personally, I'm looking for more women, everything at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like back when Ava sort of penned that hashtag inclusive crew, you know, to have a crew that looks more like the world, that looks more like you, you know, I'm like, oh, how come I need a female lawyer. Like, I need a female doctor.
Yes.
I need a female accountant.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, and
right.
We have the ability at any time to widen our circle and to look for other people and to not just take those people who, you know, are first when you Google or are recommendations from your parents or, you know what I mean? You can seek out people
mm-hmm.
who look like you in every profession. Give that person a chance and work with somebody new and know somebody new, bring someone new into your circle. So I'm excited about that across the board.
Absolutely. Now, earlier in the year, you directed an episode of How to Get Away with Murder. What did you enjoy the most about working in Shondaland, if we like to call it?
Yeah, I have had the pleasure of working in Shondaland now on three TV series, which I can't even believe. And How to Get Away with Murder, I'm a huge fan of that show.
Mm-hmm.
And of course Viola Davis.
And so
I, you know, getting that call was like, you know, I was stuttering very much like I'm doing now. I think what I enjoy the most is, you know, the cast and crew were stellar. The fact that, you know, certainly working in a situation, working for Shonda Rhimes in any capacity, I haven't yet met her, but, you know, working for someone like that, absolute, complete phenom, is wonderful to have that experience. And then on my episode, I got to work with a woman known as Cicely Tyson. So that was also just over the top. I found that out about 5 days in that she was going
mm-hmm.
to be in my episode, and I truly just like fell off my chair. So, you know, she's a legend. She's a living legend. She is absolutely wonderful. She's 94 years old.
Amazing.
And I was like, I just want to sit at her feet and listen to her. And
mm-hmm.
I literally sat at her feet, and someone took a photo of me sitting at her feet while she was talking to me. and I just, you know, I remember every word she said, and I wrote it all down immediately. And, you know, to have that opportunity, you know, she came in the door, and they said Miss Tyson is walking to set. And so she plays Annalise Keaton's, Viola Davis's mother, and her
mm-hmm.
character name is Ophelia. And so when she's on set, you are to call her by her character's name. So she came to this, I said, which door? They said, the door on the left. So I go up to the door and I wait for her, and she comes over with her great-grandniece, Sherry, who accompanies her. And I hold my hands out, and she puts her hands in mine, and I said, Miss Ophelia, my name is Demaine, and I'm your director, and it is my absolute honor to have this opportunity to work with you. I'm just so thrilled. And she said, well, we'll see how you feel by the end of the episode.
I said, oh, okay. Yeah. It's going to be like that. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Oh,
and she was just sassy like that the whole time. Oh, my God. It was lovely.
Oh,
so, you know, and then I had a Christmas dinner scene. So I had her, I had Viola, and I had Timothy Hutton. So I had three Oscar winners. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow. All
you
that
know.
Wisdom. All that wisdom right there.
Yeah.
The
let me tell you, in between takes, they were just chatting. They were talking about acting and theater and actors, and I was just like, kind of, I wanted to just sit at the table. It's like, I want to be at this dinner table too, you know. it was absolutely amazing. So I am, you know, I'm honored to get to work in Shondaland, what that means, because of what that
mm-hmm.
what that, you know, word stands for. But you know, she also gave me the opportunity to work with Miss Tyson, so you know, I'm never going to forget that for as long as I live.
That is beautiful. Oh, my. I would love to meet Miss Tyson. She is just, I mean, just amazing woman. Just amazing journey.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. What drew you to the opportunity on two television series, For the People and Station 19? And what did you take away from that experience?
So For the People and Station 19 are both also Shondaland shows, are on ABC. They
mm-hmm.
actually run after each other on Thursday nights, TGIT. Tom Verica, who is the executive producer, director, executive producer of For the People, also of Scandal, director. He's directed, you know, so many episodes of Scandal, also For
mm-hmm.
the People. And he's an actor. He plays Sam Keating on How to Get Away with Murder. He asked me to direct on For the People. So For the People was my first directing experience after working on Queen Sugar. And he actually called Ava and they spoke about me, which sounds ridiculous coming out of my mouth if these two giants were talking about me, but they did. So I had this meeting with Tom and he explained what the show was going to take on. For the People is about you seeing the two sides, you know, the people prosecuting and the people defending, and you get to see that line gets blurred. You get to learn that at some point they're both right. Which is,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's kind of a hallmark of a character that you want when you're watching in a film or a TV show, that you feel like that character's right, that character feels like they're right, even when what they're doing is wrong. And in this case, you know, someone's defending someone and someone's prosecuting someone. And so this is a law. It's about the mother court in New York and these young lawyers. And it's a really great show. And I talked about my personal experience sort of being on jury duty. And it was interesting because the last episode of For the People, directed by Valerie Weiss, had Vondi Curtis Hall, who plays a judge on the show. He had to go to jury duty, and no one really cares that he's a judge, and he's just becomes a civilian,
mm-hmm.
and he's in this case. And I had explained to Tom, I was like, my experience was sort of similar in that everyone just wanted to go home. No one really cared. It's like, let's just all vote so we can go home. And I was the holdout. So, you know, I was
mm-hmm.
the person who was trying to turn people, you know what I mean? And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, we talked a lot about that before he ultimately called me in and, you know, and gave me the job once the show got picked up. So for me, it was a great opportunity to, you know, work in the Shondaland shows are really a familial environment, and Queen Sugar is absolutely family. Like, that's my family. So
mm-hmm.
I was a little nervous at first, like, whoa, like I'm leaving the family nest, you know, like I'm leaving, but
mm-hmm.
it was like going into another nest, you know. And you have Mary Howard, who was a producer on Scandal. She was involved on this show, Brad Yacobian, and they just take care of you. Everyone takes care of you, and they want to help you get what you want and get your vision. So it was really lovely. And then getting to work on Station 19, you know, with Paris Barclay as the executive producer and producing director, that for me was, now I'm doing stunts and fire, and like real fire, like fireballs and explosions. So I got to play with those toys, which is also, you know, super cool. So everything's cumulative. I feel like every job I'm applying the things that I knew from the last job, and I'm learning new things. I'm getting faster. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting more aware of different things, and that's been a blast. So I've been having a really good time.
Awesome. Now, I know you mentioned Queen Sugar Family, and can we expect to see more of you in the Queen Sugar coming this summer and directing you?
No, I will not be returning this season. Cheryl Dunier is the producing director this year. And as you know, Ava prefers to give female directors who haven't directed before an opportunity. So I wouldn't want to take an opportunity away from, you know, someone who could be their first time. And that's not what she prefers. So I won't be back to direct, but I hope to visit before they wrap. And then certainly I'll be watching the season premiere of Queen Sugar, which is June 12th on OWN, and I can't wait.
Me too, man. got me sitting on suspense. Well, you know, that is amazing, you know, to be on Queen Sugar for I think what was it, 2 seasons you were on Queen Sugar for a couple seasons, correct?
Yeah, I had 2 episodes season two and then to be there the whole of season 3 as producing director was just like, it's a dream come true. You know, it's a dream you didn't know was a dream that becomes a dream because Ava says, I want you to do this. And you say, yes, I want to do that. And then you do it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So would you say with Queen Sugar, the Queen Sugar opportunity, that has opened up more doors for you? Because I saw you had posted a tweet, the Ava effect.
Yeah.
How would you define the Ava effect?
Yeah. So the Ava effect was really, I think it was first penned by, I was looking back and it may have been Vic Mahoney, Victoria Mahoney, who said it first, but certainly Liz Criolla, the holder of the light of Ava DuVernay fans on social media. She created that whole platform, which is beautiful and wonderful, and supports all of us and lets us know everything going on with Ava's projects. Lizzie, I remember most recently sort of penning that. And for me, everything stems from Ava. You know, for me personally, like Ava gave me the opportunity to work on Queen Sugar. And she gave me the opportunity to know what it means to be truly supported by cast and crew on a gorgeous show that means something. Like that show is doing something, you know. And that's a gift. And so every other opportunity flows from that. So it was Ava who spoke to Tom Verica about me, and that helped me get the job on For the People. Then Ava gave me the opportunity to work on The Red Line. So, you know, I have the opportunity to work on another network show. It was Tom Verica who spoke to Stephen Craig, who's the executive producer, on How to Get Away with Murder when they were looking for someone, and I had a conversation with him. I had a great meeting with Paris Barclay, and Tom put in a word with, you know, for me, for Station 19. And then I met with Sarah Gamble, the showrunner of You. You know, that's Warner Brothers. So, and Warner Brothers is Queen Sugar. So none of this would have happened if Ava had not, you know, tapped me to work on Queen Sugar. Mm-hmm. So I am, you know, eternally grateful every day for her and what she's given me. She's given me a career.
Absolutely. And I'm loving it. you are a woman of many hats. You know, I had the pleasure of visiting your website, and I'm sitting here and I'm reading, and I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know you did this or that. And because I've had the honor and pleasure of enjoying you, having you on the show a couple years ago for Queen Sugar, your Queen Sugar premiere. And I'm like, wow, she wears many hats as a producer, a writer, and an author, and commercial. You've done commercials. How do you balance it all? How do you balance all those roles and keep standing?
Well, for me, I just, you know, I look at it. I come from a long line of hustlers. So, like, my mother hustled. You know, my mother had two jobs and she went to night school. So there was never any excuse. You know, there's no excuse for why there should be dishes in the sink, why homework shouldn't be done, why I shouldn't be working one or two jobs, why I couldn't contribute. So I was always looking for different ways to get things done and to make it happen, because that's what I was taught. So it's the same with all these different things. And what I like about being able to do all these different things and have all of them as an outlet is if one of them is slow, then I just jump to the other thing and work on the other thing. So if I'm not directing, then I'll be like, oh, I can work on this script that I was writing, or I can work on this, you know, idea for a TV series. Or, you know, the goal is that I'll be producing, you know, other people's stuff, some of my own stuff, certainly. So I'll be able to do that as well. So it's, you know, it's the idea that I can bounce from thing to thing, which will be, you know, satisfying, certainly. And that keeps me busy, keeps me on my toes, and it continues to help, you know, the things, the story that I want to tell, the things that I want. It gets those, you know, to get those things out there. So, yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, I know you do it. You know, you're working.
Yeah.
You also have this. You also write. I haven't had the pleasure of yet reading your book, Deceitful Secrets, but I have it. It's right here on my desk. So, you know, it's like I you do the same thing. Like, this is how we were raised to make it happen. So that's what we do.
Yeah, we tend to really flourish when stuff that's our passion, like this. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Writing and reading and doing all these different podcasts and magazines. I love this, you know, and you love, I could tell you love producing and directing, and I can see it, you know what I'm saying? I can hear it in your voice. So this is stuff that we're very passionate about, and I admire you for that. So keep doing that.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. So what's next for you in 2019? I mean, you got any other projects that you could talk about that maybe you're just going to happen in 2019 outside of the Netflix deal you have?
So the Netflix isn't a deal. It's just an episode of, you know, having directed an episode of You, which will I think this season, the second season of the show, I think will be before the end of the year potentially, and then I'm going to be producing director on the Madam C.J. Walker story, which is which will start in June, actually. It's going to be four episodes. It'll be a series, and it'll be through Netflix. And I'll be working on that next, so that will be my next job. Very excited.
Awesome. Oh, I'm excited. Oh, I'm excited to hear, see her story on in film or in television. That's going to be amazing, because she's, you know.
Yeah, it's gonna be it's gonna be really exciting.
You know, I am glad to see directors like yourself bring our stories to life. You know what I mean? Giving us a voice. You're giving us a voice, and you know, because it's not about, if we don't create our own story, who will? You know,
right?
Leaving something for our kids and their kids. You know, because I share a lot with my daughter, and you know, I got her addicted to Queen Sugar, and I told her about Redline, and I said it's shot here in Chicago, so you know, we like, oh yeah, we gotta watch that. So hey, you know, I'm passing it down. Hey, you know, getting your kids involved, and them showing them, you know, television shows that are directed by female directors, you know, women writers, you know, just showing them that you see they do it, which means you can do it. Because, you know, you got to have,
that's
fun,
right.
You know, give our kids that inspiration, that light. So I see you guys as our light, a light of hope for our children and children's children to come. So continue to do what you do. continue to inspire us. You inspire me. I still want, I still have that dream of writing a script. I haven't taken a class yet, but it's coming. I know it.
Listen, you don't need to take a class. You don't need to take a class to do it. Just start writing it. The scripts are online. You can Google any script, any TV series, and find the format, and then get final draft. That's probably the only thing you have to pay for, and just start doing it and watch shows. You know what I mean? Like, you have to watch.
Okay.
You have to watch shows to sort of know what's out there, and you know what I mean. And then
you don't have to wait.
You don't have to wait.
Okay.
Believe me.
Okay, gotcha. Because look, I keep dreaming about it. I'm like, okay, Lord, I hear you. I keep dreaming about the same thing. You have the same dream over and over, and I'm like, okay, I need to write it down.
It
wakes you up out of your sleep, and I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I write this idea down, and then I go back to
That's
sleep.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
Listen, I keep a little pad and pen by my bed, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, I have one on each side, just in case I roll over.
There you go.
Okay. Well, that is our show today, guys. Make sure you catch Red Line on Sundays. There's two episodes that airs on Sundays. Make sure you tune in, support. It's shot right here in Chicago. And you all who ride that red line, you know all about the red line. So, Domaine, thank you so much for joining us. Continue to spread your wings in television. And hopefully I'll see you in film too. But you keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you. You got my support. And I appreciate you. And thank you so much for calling into the
thank
show today.
You. Thank you so much, Latrice.
Welcome.
I appreciate you and what you do, too. And thank you for supporting me and always looking out. I look forward to reading your script. I got your book. I know I owe you a read on that. I'm going to read that. And happy birthday to your mom, and happy Mother's Day to you both.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And, hey, I wish you nothing but the best. Enjoy your weekend and stay warm. I don't know what the weather's like your way, but it's not hot here. It's semi cool.
No, it's cold here. Believe me. It's now I get it. People out in LA, I'm like, oh, okay. After being out there for 2 months, I'm like, all right, I get it. It's cold.
Yes. Well, enjoy your weekend, and I
Thank
will
you,
talk
honey,
to you
too.
Again.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.